Welcome to Johnny and Friends, where I love talking about my husband. Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata, and I think Ken Tata is the greatest guy coming down the pike. I love him for many reasons, not the least of which is that he's my champion. He's my advocate. He's the guy who goes to bat for me when I get a bad medical report or have to be in the hospital. Like recently, I'm sure you heard my cancer from 9 years ago came back. I had surgery to remove the tumor, and I went through a full round of radiation earlier this year. Ken was awesome. Lord willing, this reoccurring cancer is now behind me, and it's why this Sunday, Ken and I will truly, really, and actually celebrate National Cancer Survivors Day. I have survived because of prayer, the grace of God, help from my husband. In fact, first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without him by my side. But hey, I've survived. And so today, may I share a few things Ken did, things any spouse, any friend or caregiver should do when it comes to helping someone like me survive cancer? What would Ken tell you, friends and family members of someone who's battling that disease? Well, first, just be there. I mean, Ken would tell you to be present, to be involved, be active in the medical challenge. If you can take your loved one to appointments, do so. Sometimes those of us who have a gloomy medical diagnosis like cancer, we don't always hear things well. We don't always get facts or information straight. Sometimes it could go right over our heads. And at nearly every appointment, Ken Tata was there with his pink spiral notebook, making notes, jotting down names of medications, always listing my vital signs, stuff that my head, at least at that point, just wasn't interested in, just wasn't absorbing. And usually before each appointment, Ken would sit down with me in that notebook and he'd write out all our questions to ask, leaving no stone unturned. He'd see my gaze wandering and he would say, Johnny, listen up. This is important. Come on, you got to do this. You got to help here. I needed that. Anyone battling cancer needs that. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 tells us to speak the truth in love. And when it comes to a dreaded disease, you can't hide the truth. You can't gloss over it or ignore it. As a friend or spouse or caregiver, come alongside, shoulder to shoulder, and share the burden that your loved one simply cannot carry alone. God never intended for us to suffer alone, and it's why he created spiritual community in marriage, in families, and in friendship. You know, there were times when I was so overwhelmed that I'm sure glad somebody was listening to the doctor. And one more thing, Ken would write down the names or email addresses of key people like the scheduling secretaries or head nurses, lead physicians. And if we had to get hold of somebody important, at least we had their contact info. And with all those names, we made a prayer list. And even now, many months later, we continue to pray for those key individuals, writing them notes of thanks with scriptures. To us, it's a way of making my cancer diagnosis a bigger evangelism mission than simply, quote, my treatment. And isn't that what glorifies God the most? So, if you're a cancer survivor, you've got lots to celebrate this weekend. You probably also have a lot of dear friends or a spouse to thank for their support. That's something to remember this Sunday on National Cancer Survivors Day. And one more thing. We at Johnny and Friends would love to pray for you and your troubles. So, share with us your prayer need today at johnnyandfriends.org/radio. Again, that's johnnyradio.org.